What they were actually asking was to be treated fairly. So they're in competition with foreign competitors. That needs to be taken into consideration, but there have been some actions of the federal government that have compounded their problems and made it much more difficult for them to be competitive. And so it deals not just with wages. It also deals with fishing days. It deals with fishing areas. It deals with the monument that was made. All of which has a harm that hits disproportionately to this company whose main area of activities here in American Samoa.
Do you think from what was discussed that there's room for assistance from your committee?
I think so. Someone has to come from outside the committee, but Amata does a great job in speaking for on behalf of the Samoan people, and we'll help her. She'll take the point on some of those things. But there are other areas. I mean, when we're talking about fishing days, we're talking about size of the Marine Monument and the Silly Antiquities Act that created it. There are some things that we could do, but we also need some help from the territorial government. I think one of the things the new administration will want, especially in talking about the monument and the fishing days, is they want some input from the territorial government. If they would also weigh in on the significance, the impact, the problems it presents, that would be extremely helpful.